Good afternoon, everybody. I just want to do a quick audio boo review of the game box made by some company in China that doesn't really matter. Because Vic wants an initial video review, which just goes to show that he can always demand audio boos yet never record any himself. So right now what I'm saying is this is my last audio boo until Victor uploads one. That's right, I'm refusing to make any more audio boos until he gets his shit together and records one himself. That's right. Anyways, the game box, I just played it through my capture card. I recorded some video off it as well as a bevy of screenshots. Whatever OS they put... Okay, first of all, the game load times are not that bad. I've seen much worse coming from a PlayStation 3. So it's as a PS3 user, this is not new to me, so that doesn't really bother me. What does bother me is when you emulate certain games specifically for the Capcom System 1 or CPS 1, which would be anything like Street Fighter 2, up until Super Street Fighter 2. Super Street Fighter 2 was, I believe it was Capcom System 2. But this is Capcom System 1, so any game that was made with Mercs, Magic Quest. What was it, Magic Quest? I forgot the name. All those dungeon games that they made. But I find that the whatever emulator they use in their custom Linux-based OS is pretty crappy because the audio is sped up. The emulation is sped up a bit, which basically means the CPU or the operating system does not have a way for the emulator to slow the CPU clock down for the process that it requires to run these ROMs. That's a big no-no in emulation. When you emulate something, you have to have it running on proper speeds. It is one of the other reasons that I sold my PSPs, because it would not emulate Super Nintendo games properly, and because it's homebrew and people are doing it for free, you think anyone's going to go and fix that? You know, here's the program, here it works, goodbye, toodles. I mean, they're not getting any money for it, I totally understand. However, this is different. This is a product I paid money for, and I would expect for a product that I have to pay money for to basically include things like proper emulation speed-ups and or slowdowns in this case. The only thing that ran at proper speed was Samurai Showdown 5. That ran perfect. I've not played these on a TV yet. I will say that the control pad is a piece of shit, and it's nearly unused. It's almost unusable when playing Street Fighter games as well as SNK games. Samurai Showdown 5, however, performed very well with the control pad. I played as Jubei, like I always do. I played for a good 10 minutes now, which always gives me more than enough time to get an impression of something. And I can tell you this much, that this thing does not deliver everything it says it was going to. It mentions it would emulate Capcom System 3. There is no Capcom System 3 ROMs on here, unless Pang 3 counts. I don't know, I personally think this thing was heavily misadvertised on Deal Extreme, and is even more heavily disadvertised on the company's website, which is pathetic, because they're just mainly showing their jailbreak tools for PS3, which pretty soon are not going to work anymore. That's why I updated the firmware in my PS3 and I started playing it again. It's because there's no point in having a jailbreak, and the emulators on it suck anyway, so what's the point? Yeah, sure, you can copy games, but are there any games to copy on the PS3, really? I mean, anyways. I had very high hopes for this device, but it pretty much sucks. And this is all you're going to hear, because Audio Boo only gives me 5 minutes. And Victor, unless you make an Audio Boo, I'm not making a follow-up Audio Boo on this particular thing. There's a lot more that I can say about it, but I refuse to until you record an Audio Boo. So anyways, I'm out of time. Again, and so if you want to hear more, I want you guys to message Inky_77 on Twitter, and I want you to tell him to get his ass together and record an audio. Goodbye.